The ship's second and third mates urged Captain Michael Davidson to change course three times on the night before and morning of El Faro's sinking in October of 2015. Davidson, who was aware of Hurricane Joaquin's threat before departure, had already agreed once to alter the ship's route, steering it, he believed, south of the storm. Glenn Jackson, brother to lost crew member Jack Jackson, refuses to heap blame solely on his late brother's boss. Bob Spohr is representing Jackson and his sister Jill Jackson D'Entremont in their suit against El Faro owner and operator Tote Maritime.
There's a general consensus that the culture at Tote was to get the ship to port as quickly as possible and as efficiently as possible. That's how they make their money. And so there was some feeling about a compulsion on the part of the captain and the crew to continue the voyage into what was a developing, very dangerous storm.
The Jackson siblings, along with eight other families, alleged Tote was criminally negligent in the deaths of 33 crew members. 24 crew members' families have already reached settlements with the company. Tote argued in Coast Guard hearings this year the decision not to sail or change course was ultimately up to the captain. Ryan Bank, 89.9 WJCT News.